Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters on Barking Cables. Amid the serious news and the froth thrown up by the waves of WikiLeaked US cables, there's another story. The manner in which the cables are written and why they're written at all. Two examples are instructive. Well, actually, many of them are instructive, but two will do. The Prince Andrew cable drips with sarcasm. I could barely hold the communique. The fourth in line to the British throne is, well, not ruthlessly, but sort of subtly taken apart of the description of his boisterous brunch in Kyrgyzstan. Quote, "The brunch had lasted almost twice its allotted time, but the prince looked like he was enjoying himself. Having exhausted the topic of Kyrgyzstan, he turned to the general issue of promoting British economic interests." The writer, the US diplomat Tatiana Goffella, can barely contain her disdain, because I read that previous sentence as saying he doesn't half bang on a bit. Well, she then goes on, quote, "Unfortunately for the assembled British subjects, their cherished British prince was now late. He regretfully tore himself away from them, and they from him." Again, I think a bit of American republicanism coming out there. So far, so amusing, really. But why does Mrs. Goffella think that the State Department needs to know all this? It's because what is tittle-tattle to most of us is part of a jigsaw being put together by the State Department's Kyrgyzstan desk. It gives them a better picture of what's going on inside the country, including which rivals might be getting in on the trade deals and how those people behaved when they were in the country. Another secret cable. It's called 03 Astana 00072, and it gives a colourful description of a one-on-one dinner in a near-deserted restaurant in Astana. When the US ambassador arrives, the vice president of Kazakhstan is barking into his cell phone. Quote, "Mark, Mark, stop the excuses. Mark, listen to me. Mark, shut up. Mark, shut up and do as I say." We read that the unfortunate Mark is Mark Rawlings of British Gas. We then learn his salary and more. Now, this gossip is actually very useful to the Americans. It may not be news that the vice president is on first-name terms with Mr. Rawlings, but it's quite instructive. He's able to bark at him down the phone. The cable includes a delightful description of dinner. Quote, "Idanov, the vice president, insisted the ambassador order a bottle of wine, but then never touched his first glass. Instead, he gulped three cans of Coca-Cola while inhaling his food." It ends with an assessment of Idanov as being, quote, "theatrical. When he trusts, he spills his heart." And that is a very useful thing to know about someone who has three Cokes over dinner while barking orders at a top British executive. And that's Foreign Matters. See you next time.